This is the TV Booth Podcast.
Hello, I'm Rob, and welcome to the TV Booth Podcast, the podcast dedicated to television presentation. My special guest today is the launch director of Good Morning Britain and Peston. He also recently oversaw the revamp of Loose Women and is also a Hollywood star. I'm very pleased to say that Erin Gordon is joining me here in the TV booth. And a quick note that this podcast interview was recorded before the National Television Awards took place on the 22nd of January.
Erin Gordon on the TV Booth Podcast.
Welcome to the TV Booth Podcast.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you very much for agreeing to do this. So, what inspired you to want to work in television? Was there a TV memory that?
Yeah, do you know what it was? As a teenager, I went and visited Live and Kicking. So I went and watched in the audience Andy Peters and Emma Forbes presenting Live and Kicking from Television Centre, TC7. And prior to going to visit to watch the show, I'd always wanted to be a police officer. But I watched the show that day and I just loved it. And I was excited by it all and just watching all the camera operators. And it was just fascinating. And it just sort of blew me away. And I think from that moment on, I was just fascinated by everything to do with television. So yeah, that was it, really.
I remember seeing a couple of weeks ago, because Andy Peters was celebrating his 30th anniversary, and you put a picture up on Twitter of you in the news studio.
Yeah.
Do you remember what that was like? Because I mean, it looked on screen, it looked huge, but was it really as small as people say it was?
Yeah, it wasn't very big at all. And I think I was 13 at the time when I did that. I was on a section of the show called Famous for 5 Minutes.
I remember that.
And they sort of surprised me one morning through my door, which was crazy. But yeah, so then they whisked me over there. I remember feeling like a bit of an idiot afterwards, because I said I was expecting the desk to be really long, because it was all virtual reality, obviously.
And, yeah.
I was only 13, so I hope I can be forgiven for that. But it wasn't at all. But it was great being there, and I read the news with a chap called Chris Lowe, who was lovely. And it was a great experience, actually.
Excellent. Was that your earliest television memory, or do you have a memory of watching a particular program and thinking you want to be a part of TV?
I think my earliest television memory was probably, I specifically remember the Thames Television ident, you know, the famous sort of reflection.
Legendary ident.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably one of the first sort of memories of television I had. And then I was obsessed with The Bill when I was younger. I loved The Bill. I mean, you know, shamefully still a big fan of it. I get people.
We should give a shout out at this point to Oliver Crocker and the Bill podcast. Well worth a download. It is brilliant.
I completely agree, and I've been enjoying that. I messaged Ollie to say thank you, Tim, because I mean, yeah. So I mean, I will be completely. I don't know why I feel a bit of embarrassment about liking the Bill, but it was really good, and recently just discovered some of the later sort of seasons.
Yeah.
That at the time I sort of thought wouldn't be very good, but actually were really good.
I've noticed that with the older with the newer episodes, watching them the second time around, they look better than they did first time around.
Yeah, I tuned out of it when it started going a bit into the sort of soap world, and it sort of lost its sort of roots of an original sort of police drama, and then. But actually, and I think that's probably maybe what a lot of people did, although I think the view figures went up, ironically, at that point, from what I read. The last, you know, season, I think 23 to 26 are really good. And like, you know, and they did a crossover with a German program, and that was really good. Yeah, it was all very good. So watching The Bill, Thames Television, I think all of that was my sort of earliest memories of television, really.
Absolutely. Your first ever job in television? What was your first ever job in television?
I was a general assistant at ITN, which is a runner, essentially, on Channel 5 News. So back in 1997, a couple of months after they launched Channel 5 News, I went and did some work experience. And then a chap called Chris Shaw, who was the editor of 5 News at the time, and he hired me as the sort of weekend runner. And then so on weekends, I would go and work on a program called 5 News Early, which was presented by Rob Butler. And I used to do some stuff in the afternoons with Charlie State and things like that. And I was, yeah, that was my first job. I was 16. I was a runner. I used to photocopy the scripts. And it was an amazing place to be, 5 News at ITN, because it was, there were lots of young people fresh out of university, yeah, really talented people, and they were doing something really different.
I think
my grounding at 5 News has really influenced a lot of what I do as a director now on Good Morning Britain and things like that, actually. You know, I mean, they had the Steadicam there, and I, you know, one of the first things I did, I used to cable bash for the Steadicam. It was all of that has played a big part in my sort of career, I think. But yeah, that was, I loved it there. I have very fond memories of working there.
Excellent. I mean, Channel 5 News was groundbreaking at the time. We had Kirsty Young. She wasn't sat behind the desk. She was perched on the desk. And yeah, it was all very different. It was all brand new then. But why do you think it took so long for other news programmes to follow suit?
I don't know. I think it just takes time with these things. I think, you know, yeah, it was, it was 22 years ago, obviously, yeah, and that is quite a long time ago. And but at the time, you know, late '90s, so you would have sort of thought that everyone would be doing things like that, but it really wasn't, and all the other networks were still doing, you know, the very much, you know, the behind the desk, you know, chroma key background type thing or a newsroom background, but 5 News really, you know, changed the face of television news, and they took an influence from Canadian broadcaster City Pulse 24, I think it was called, and they did a similar sort of program where they walked around the newsroom, things like that. But I think it just changed. It sort of made it what worked for me with 5 News. The reason why I loved 5 News and why I wanted to do work experience there is because it was really accessible in a way that maybe Newsround was when I was younger. 5 News just felt like it was a program that I could watch as a teenager, as a 16-year-old, you know. So it was just really well done. And I don't know why it took so long for things to change, but I think, you know, they have. I mean, they've completely changed now, and they went a bit ridiculous at one point, didn't it? I think where, yeah, lots of pointless walking around, but yeah, I think it's sort of settled.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's talk about Good Morning Britain, because I mean, you are the director of the program. You do a fantastic job, especially keeping Piers Morgan in check. What was the thought process behind the design and the setup? How did you want it to vary from GMTV and Daybreak, for example?
So I think the brief was quite clear, and it was, so Neil Thompson, the editor, who asked me to be the series director of the program, you know, they were very clear, and there was a clear message from the network that they wanted to do something different and something exciting. And I think that we wanted to sort of, we looked at, you know, successful breakfast shows around the world. And I think, you know, the most successful, you know, morning news magazine program, I would argue, is the Today program, the Today Show from NBC. And we looked at that, we looked at Good Morning America, we looked at some of the Australian shows, and we looked at our own shows as well, Daybreak, GMTV, all the things that people had tried before. We wanted to go back to sort of our roots, in that we wanted a bright and a warm and welcoming studio, but we wanted it to be different, which is why we put the desk in the middle of the studio. But we, you know, and we wanted to add a bit of energy back into it. I mean, I think one of the shows that has influenced me as well was The Big Breakfast on Channel 4. And I think, you know, they were phenomenal at what they did. And in many respects, I always think, you know, of Good Morning Britain as a bit like I mean, it's a bit, I'm probably, you know, alone in thinking this, but it's a bit like, for me, it's like the Big Breakfast meets Sky News. And that's, you know, I love the sort of chaos of the Big Breakfast with the sort of the crew laughing and, you know, and you can have a giggle, you know, but then yeah. I love the fact that, you know, so I think we do that and we do that really well. And then I think we do news really well, actually, as well. I think we've proved, you know, we had had RTS nominations last year for our coverage of Grenfell.
Yeah.
On breaking news. And I think we're really strong at covering breaking news. And the message, I think, was to sort of make that sort of show, a really, you know, lively, energetic morning news magazine program that wasn't sat on a red sofa for 3 hours. And that's not a dig. That's not a dig at GMTV, because I used to work on GMTV and it was an incredibly successful program. It's not a dig at BBC Breakfast either, because they do a cracking job at the program that they produce. They're just different programs with different audiences.
Absolutely. Should point out at the time of recording that Good Morning Britain is up for a national television award, and yeah. Piers Morgan promised to go vegan if they win.
Yes.
Good luck with that one.
Thank you. Vote for GMB.
Yes, vote GMB. Was the show always going to be called GMB? I mean, was there a reason why? Because for those of you who remember that far back, TVAM's breakfast programme was called Good Morning Britain. So why did you go, why go with Good Morning Britain?
Yeah, it was. When I was asked to sort of get involved, I don't think it had a name at that point, but I think that everyone above me, certainly more sort of senior management, always thought it was going to be called Good Morning Britain. And I think, I don't know the reasons why. I think, you know, there was Daybreak and there was GMTV. And I think because in this country, you know, calling it Today or something like that didn't really work because there's a Today programme on Radio 4. So I don't know. I mean, I presume that they just went, you know, for a list of successful breakfast show names. But I mean, I think, you know, that it worked really well. And yeah, so in all the meetings I was in, it was always called Good Morning Britain.
Aaron Gordon on the TV Booth podcast. Follow the TV Booth podcast on Facebook, Twitter and YouTube for sneak previews of forthcoming podcasts.
I mean, Good Morning Britain was doing really, really well. And then you make the decision to hire a gentleman called Piers Morgan. Now, I've got to say, Piers Morgan, he's like Marmite. You either love him or you hate him. But the burning question, and a lot of my followers have been asking this question, what is Piers Morgan really like?
Piers is a really lovely guy, actually. He will probably kill me for saying that. But no, do you know what? He's just a really passionate guy. He's a great journalist. And, you know, for me, he makes me better at my job each day because he challenges me. And you know, that's something that's, you know, that I love, and, you know, I like to be challenged. We're really lucky. We've got great presenters at Good Morning Britain, and, you know, all of them are at the top of their game.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. So you've had so many different career highlights. What would you say is the best moment of your career so far? What stands out above everything else?
So, yeah, it's a tough question. I was thinking about this, and I mean, launching Good Morning Britain, definitely a career highlight. But I think, and you know, so many things. But I think that one of the things that really stands out for me was when we went to New York to cover the American elections, and the election of Donald Trump, as it turned out to be. And we were in Times Square on a roof. And we had a massive OB truck parked on Broadway. And it was just a phenomenal experience. It was, I mean, in terms of the story itself is obviously an incredible story. And certain people not expecting Donald Trump to win. But just being out there, being with Piers and Susanna and the team, it felt like a really, you know, important moment for the programme and an important moment for me because, you know, on the journey of the programme from its launch to, you know, going out and doing covering a huge story like that on location is a real vote of confidence in us as a programme from the network. So, yeah, I think that was definitely a career highlight.
Absolutely. I'd actually say that one of your best moments was your role in a Hollywood movie. For those of you who don't know, Aaron had a guest role in the recent Bridget Jones's Baby movie. Can I ask how that all came about? Because I think that's a bit random.
So I'm not allowed to talk about this at work anymore because obviously everyone's sick to death of hearing about it. And I don't blame them. And often what happens is people will say something to me and I will answer the question and then I get shot down for it. But no. So Renee Zellweger and the director of the film, Sharon Maguire, came in to shadow our producers at Good Morning Britain. So they weren't coming in to, because Renee played, so Bridget is obviously a producer in the film. And they just came in and watched the show one morning. And I had a text message, I think, the night before from Neil, the editor, who said, you know, Renee Zellweger's coming in tomorrow. Don't tweet about it, no Instagram opportunities, that sort of thing. It's, be professional. Yeah. It's, she's coming in to watch the programme, and that's it. She's doing some research. And I think she went to the BBC as well. I think she shadowed Fiona Bruce and things like that as well. So if I recall correctly. So I directed the show, did the show as I normally would. I went up to the debrief afterwards. And then after the debrief, I came back down to the gallery and she was still there. And she was, and I, you know, you see lots of celebrities every day at work. It's just, part and parcel of working in television, I guess. And so, I don't go out of my way to talk to them because they're there doing their job and I'm doing my job. And as I walked back into the gallery, she said hello and she was really nice. She was like, you're really young to be doing what you're doing. And I was like, oh, thanks, blah, blah, blah. We had a little chat. And it was just a really pleasant chat. And I was about to leave, and as I was leaving, I jokingly said, I did A-level drama, I'm available if you need me. And I did do A-level drama. Literally at that point, Renee and Sharon, the director, were both like, yeah, why don't you be the director in the film? And I sort of laughed it off, I was like, haha, yeah, whatever, sort of thing, very funny. Yeah. And then went about my day. It was a normal day, nothing happened. And then the next day I was shopping, I had a day off, I was in a supermarket and my phone rang and they said, hello, it's so-and-so from, production company and we'd like you to be in the film. Would you like to do it? I was like, yeah, obviously. So, yeah, so I did it and then I brought down, so they took me as the sort of director. They brought my vision mixer, John Webb, they took one of our PAs, Laura Ridge as well. They took a couple of our crew guys, camera guys and floor managers. And it was, it was the end of 2015, I think it was. And we did about we were on set for nearly 3 weeks, at the West London Film Studios and they built an incredible newsroom and TV and news set and gallery. And they had all the proper equipment and everything. It was absolutely incredible, the setup. Yeah. It was really, really enjoyable. And, I was like sitting next to Renee Zellweger for 8 hour days for like two and a half weeks, I guess. And she was so lovely. As much as it was a great experience and I'm incredibly grateful to be involved in it, it made me realise that I don't ever want to work in film, really. Because I prefer live television because you go in, you get the job done. And you have 5 or 6 cameras and you sort of, you just do it. And in film, you have to have so much patience because it just takes so long to shoot one scene. But it was an amazing experience. It's one of those things that you can sort of keep forever and, one day, show the kids, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. I mean, if they ever bring back the bill, you could always try for a guest spot on that if you want.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I think my, I won't say, act. Yeah, I guess acting days are behind me. Not that I really was acting. I was just being myself, I guess.
Fair enough. So what's next for you? I mean, where would you see yourself in 5 years' time?
I don't know. I'm really happy at Good Morning Britain. I love the show. I am so lucky to have bosses that let me be creative, and you know, and we've just obviously moved from the London Studios to Television Centre last April, and it was fantastic, you know, being involved in the sort of in making that happen and organising a brand new set for Good Morning Britain, and working on the new Lorraine set, and I've recently done the new Loose Women set. So you know, I get so many great opportunities. I'm really happy working there, and I think. And I don't, you know, personally want to leave the program because I still feel like it's, you know, it's still a, it's a, you know, it's a toddler, you know, it's we're 5 years old this year. And, you know, we're, you know, it's, it, as you mentioned, you know, we've been nominated for an NTA and we've made the shortlist. And that's a really great achievement for everyone that works on the program. We've got an amazing team that work on the program, really talented people. Who work really hard, actually, and you know, overnight to put the program together, and in the daytime to put it together. I don't want to leave the program just yet. And actually, when I think about other programs in television, to me, Good Morning Britain is the perfect show, because a show where you can have breaking news coverage at one moment, but you can be doing an egg and spoon race the next, or you can be, you know, I don't know, you could be sort of messing around with showbiz guests, or you know, sometimes we'll, you know, have a choir in or a band in, you know, we don't have that very often these days, but, you know, it's such a varied show. I think it's one of the best live television directing jobs in the country. And, yeah, I don't know. That's so, you know, I guess... One of the things I've always wanted to do is to direct a program like, you know, like the Late Show with Stephen Colbert or you know, James Corden or, you know, something like that, you know, sort of a late night, nightly chat show with a house band. You know,
that sounds like a good idea, actually.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah. So, no, I mean, that's the sort of, I love live television. So, you know, it's perfect for me, and especially live television that's unscripted, really. And we don't, you know, we have scripts obviously on our show, but you know, it's such a changing running order. I do a morning meeting at 4:30 with the crew, and by the time we go on air at 6, the running order's already changed. So I don't know, I'm happy where I am for now, but I love challenges, you know, I'm really lucky that I'm given opportunities as well as doing Good Morning Britain, you know, doing Peston and, you know, and as I say, the management at ITV daytime, you know, are constantly throwing me new challenges. So, you know, no rush to go anywhere just yet.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Right. All that remains really is to go through my quick fire questions. I've got five questions. Let's see how well you do with these. Piers or Susanna?
Both.
I knew that was coming. I had a funny feeling that was coming. Your favourite TV show at the moment?
Oh gosh, it's quick fire, isn't it? Oh God. I really loved Killing Eve. I know it's not on at the moment, but I really loved Killing Eve. Does that count?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Favourite TV show of all time? I think we may have touched on this.
I think I'm going to have to say The Bill.
Excellent, excellent. Your favourite news graphics?
My favourite news graphics?
Like title sequence, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Do you know, what, of all time?
Yeah, of all time, yeah.
Do you know one of my favourite opening title sequence and music package?
Yeah.
Such a toss-up between Five News, 1997, original Five News, and London Tonight, the original London Tonight opening.
Yeah. They were so good for their time, weren't they?
Yeah, they really were. I mean, and I think both of them actually could stand up today as well, actually.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a joint winner on that one, I think.
Okay. Well, Aaron, it has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you tonight. Thank you very much for being my very first guest on the TV Booth podcast.
Thank you, Rob. Pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
Well, there we go. My thanks to Aaron Gordon for being my first guest in the TV Booth podcast. He's a really nice guy. He
I'm so grateful that he gave up his free time to speak to me. If you would like to find out more about Aaron Gordon, you can do. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Gordon. He's also on Instagram as well. And that brings us to the end of this, the very first TV Booth podcast. Thank you so much for listening and thank you so much for your support. A big thank you as well to James Bailey for providing the voiceovers that you've heard at the start, halfway and at the end of this podcast. He's done a great job on those for me. So thank you again, James. You can, of course, visit our website, tvboothpodcast.co.uk. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube. Hopefully very soon we're going to be on Instagram as well. And of course, you'll find all the links to download on our website. Thanks for listening. A look at the clock tells me that it is time to go. So thanks for listening. I'll speak to you all again very soon. Goodbye.
The TV Booth podcast is hosted by Rob Francis. Copyright 2019. Because you always need one of those.